if there is any kind of cardiac issue with BEV, is there any reason to think it would be direct as opposed to hypertension?
Well, hypertension certainly could be part of it, but of course, bevacizumab has lots of vascular effects. We certainly have concerns about the possibility, for instance, of patients having cerebrovascular accidents with bevacizumab. This is something that's real. It's fortunately rare, but it's clearly real.
Andy?
Yeah, I would agree that I think interim careful analyses of E5103 are going to be very important. This provides a certain modest level of comfort. I'm not sure how much more Moradiclar's pilot adds to that, but we also treated about 100 women with the regimen of ACT and BEV, where BEV was started at the beginning. Here, the T was Abraxane, was nanoparticle paclitaxel. But also, we're not impressed that there was any loud safety signal for using bevacizumab concurrently with anthracycline.
Dan, what are your thoughts about the tic-tac-toe trial?
I'd actually like to ask George, if he would, to look to the future a little bit and briefly discuss Brian Schneider's data, which I think the folks here ought to hear about.
So Brian Schneider from Indiana University went back and looked at E2100, our metastatic trial, and asked the question, can we, based upon host factors, since we're in essence targeting the host with anti-angiogenic therapy, can we, based on host factors, get some sense of who has toxicity and who has benefit? And the answer, at least in this preliminary analysis that'll be published soon in the journal Clinical Oncology, is that both for hypertension and for overall outcome, particular single nucleotide polymorphisms for VEGF actually correlated with a better or worse outcome and greater or lesser risk of hypertension. And indeed, there's one particular SNP that if you had the particular variant, you had 0% chance of developing hypertension.
But they're not polymorphisms that predispose to the baseline cardiovascular risk factors in the first place.
They're not, and I think that's a very important point. We looked specifically at hypertension, which is a VEGF toxicity rather than a general cardiac toxicity. So I think that's a point well taken.